1 week ago, the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris was burning. Now the French government is moving quickly with plans to repair the church. Or, as French President Emmanuel Macron said,
Nous rebâtirons la cathédrale Notre-Dame plus belle encore.
To rebuild it more beautiful than before. If they need any advice, the French could turn to the staff at the National Cathedral in Washington. They've been overseeing repairs to their cathedral for several years now. Here's more from Michaela Lafrac of station WAMU in Washington.
Making repairs to a building as ornate and complicated as a cathedral is incredibly complex and time-consuming. Just ask James Shepard, the Director of Preservation and Facilities for Washington National Cathedral.
It took us about 2 years to really understand the impact of the catastrophe of the earthquake.
Yeah, he said earthquake. In 2011, a rare 5.8 magnitude earthquake hit the Washington, D.C. region. It damaged landmarks like the Washington Monument and the Gothic Cathedral, which has been encased in various stages of scaffolding ever since. Repairing it has been a massive undertaking for the cathedral staff.
You know, it incurred about $34 million on the cathedral, and we had an entire team of engineers come and assess the building. We had a whole team of specialty conservators advise us to come up with a plan for the restoration.
The cathedral sustained extensive damage to its limestone pinnacles, finials, buttresses, and spires. Since the earthquake, three stonemasons have been working full-time on repairing its intricate stonework. They're doing it all by hand, in the style of the building's original master Italian carvers. Stonemason Andy Yule showed me his tools late last year.
Again, that's a new tool, that's an old one. This has, sometimes they have the old Italian guys' initials on them.
While the damage to Notre Dame is clearly different in nature and much more extensive, there may be some lessons the French could take from Washington's experience. For one thing, says National Cathedral Dean Randy Hollerith, expect the work to take a lot longer than you'd think.
Everything in cathedral time is longer.
One thing Notre Dame has going for it is money. In just 1 week, over $1 billion have already been donated for its restoration. By contrast, Washington National Cathedral, which is part of the Episcopal Church, is still trying to fund its efforts. Again, James Shepard.
While obviously what has happened in Notre Dame is catastrophic, what it does do is give a little bit more highlight to us as well. And we are not as fortunate as they to have this influx of almost immediate funding.
But in one area, at least, National Cathedral is way ahead of Notre Dame. The church in Washington is much more fire-resistant than the one in Paris ever was. And that's in part because of the building's relative youth.
In comparison to Notre Dame, we're a baby. I mean, we're only 111 years old.
Unlike Notre Dame, the much younger cathedral has a steel beam roof, not a wooden one, and its attic is segmented by a series of walls to contain the spread of fire. The National Cathedral also has sprinklers in most areas that are required under Washington, D.C. building codes, and it's in the middle of a major fire safety upgrade, which began before the Notre Dame blaze. Cathedral staff say they're eager to provide guidance and support on how to rebuild and protect a national landmark whenever their counterparts at Notre Dame are ready. For The World, Michaela Lafrac, Washington, D.C.